up to 70% off. That's right, at Court Furniture Clearance Center. Get up to 70% off new retail prices and choose from a wide variety of previously leased furniture and decor for your home or office. Sofas from $199.99, bedroom sets from $399.99, dining sets from $299.99, and more. All items are Court certified, guaranteed, and in stock, ready for delivery or to take home today. Make the smart choice and visit one of our 5 locations in the DMV or go online at courtclearancefurniture.com. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off.
Welcome to the Cheer Bomb Podcast with your hosts, Marcus and Marisol. We are strong, powerful, disciplined. We are cheerleaders.
Hey guys, this is Sean, the producer guy. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, at Posh Pony and Bows. Be sure to check out at Posh Pony and Bows for a 15% discount with the code CHEERBOMB for life. Again, the code is CHEERBOMB, the number 4, life. The discount is good on their entire site through May 6th, which is perfect timing for getting all set for the next season. Welcome to royalty. And now, let's join Marcus and Marisol.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello, episode 12.
Can you believe it?
Coming at ya.
So we figured out we're going to have 16 episodes in this season. Leads up to the D2 Summit will be our last episode for season one.
That is so sad.
It's amazing.
It happened all so quick.
So quickly. We might have a special, I'm hoping, from a special location.
Ooh.
With a special guest in the middle of the summer, I'm hoping. So make sure you follow us on Instagram. But the season's coming to an end.
Can we not talk about that?
You don't want to talk about the
feels?
We have
4 more episodes after today.
I've enjoyed every single one. So
You have no idea.
I'm excited. And thank you for everyone who's listened. We've had a huge number of downloads from all over the world.
Literally all over the world.
New Zealand joined us. Shout out to New Zealand.
Hey.
There's 20 new listeners from New Zealand. So
that is so exciting.
And I know TJ's over in Australia. So TJ, hook us up. Yeah. Spread the word.
get some people from down under.
But I think Australia is the number one country outside of, after the US.
Really?
Remember I told you I didn't realize New Zealand and Australia
were two different places.
I know, I sound like an ignorant American. I just didn't realize. But yeah, so thank you. Thank you for listening. It's just been awesome. So, and you know, send us some feedback and we'd love to incorporate it for season 2.
So exciting.
Yeah. I also have to do a shout out, a special thank you.
Yes.
So, for people that don't know, the podcasting equipment is basically a recorder, a portable recorder, a couple microphones, some headphones, and an SD card.
Basically.
But there's a lot of cords. And I do have a briefcase for work, but it's not. It has my other stuff in it that's not podcast related. And so it doesn't have room for this stuff. So basically I've been carrying this stuff around in a
Trader Joe's reusable bag.
Trader Joe's.
Whenever you pass it back and forth.
I interviewed, not on this podcast, on my previous podcast, I interviewed, you know, the comedian Sinbad?
Yes.
I walked in there with a Trader Joe's.
Shut up.
I didn't even think about it.
My mom used to tell us that we were cousins.
Oh, really?
With Sinbad. They have a picture from like the early 90s.
She was
like, yeah, that's my cousin.
He came into town and I did an interview with him over at the... he was amazing. He was awesome.
I believe it.
Yeah, I got to ask him about Cosby.
Oh, girl.
Anyway, different podcast.
Different podcast. Different audience.
Different audience. But I have to thank a very special friend of mine who I know is at some point going to be listening to this episode. He saw me with the Trader Joe bag. And he bought me this beautiful case, and then he cut out, using foam, he cut out the shapes of all of the equipment. Mm-hmm. It looks so professional.
It does.
You would think I'm NPR. It looks so good. So,
and it looks so good.
It does look so,
good. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin. Yes. Thank you, Kevin.
I'm very, very appreciative. And thank you to the new followers. So what's going on with you? How's the...
Well, this past weekend was our last like regular season competition. And so... I don't know, it's kind of a bittersweet feeling.
This is the first time. I mean, Lola's going to D2, so mm-hmm. Her season still kind of continues. Like she's at the gym right now practicing, but her regular season's over. But this is the first season where I felt the end of season, like, you know, a little sadness.
Yeah.
Because I've been at the gym long enough to know people who are aging out.
Yeah,
that makes me sad. Like, I'm not gonna see them anymore.
My seniors, I'm so sad. I don't want to talk about it. Jess does. She's part of my junior staff, and I told her like, you don't have to like clock in or anything. Just like write down your hours, and like I will pay you. And she was like, I'm kind of not ready to go, so don't even worry about it. So I just want to be here. And I was like, that is so... I'm going to miss her so much, but they're gonna do awesome in college. I have one girl going to North Carolina State University.
Oh, sweet.
And then I'm pretty sure Sarah's going... Actually, I don't know where Sarah's going. She hasn't made her decision. She had like a bunch of places that wanted her, like from Alabama, Ohio, and North Carolina. I think she even like California. So,
oh, good for her. I was very appreciative of her because she was on the same team as Lola last year, and she was a great role model. I love good role models.
Oh yes.
It was the first time I felt that, because the first year I didn't really know, you know?
Yeah.
Second year we went to Summit, so I think my head was just all about...
Everywhere else.
But this year it was like, oh, it's the last competition. So it was bittersweet. But Lola did well. She got, her team came in first.
Yeah.
Another book bag.
another book bag, but they were sparkly.
She was happy. I was happy. She was super excited because I guess I must be cheap. I don't think I'm cheap. I'm sure my accountant doesn't think I'm cheap.
No.
My ex-husband doesn't think I'm cheap. But I guess I am in a way because I you know, we go to these competitions and there's always usually a hotel connected to, you know, there's various hotels you can pick from.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to pick not necessarily the cheapest one, but I never stay at the connected hotel because their prices tend to be substantially higher than someone who's down the block. So
I believe it.
For me, I've always done that.
Yeah.
Which Lola hates.
I believe it.
She has begged me for 3 years to stay connected. And I get why she wants to do it. Her friends running around the hotel doing all that. Get it. But I have never done it for her till this competition. It was the first time I let her stay connected.
Oh yeah, we were only a couple rooms from each other.
Yeah, she claims to have heard you speaking on the phone like late one night.
I was on FaceTime with my bestie.
I was asleep. I was exhausted Saturday. I know the hangover usually comes on Monday.
Yeah.
But I think
you had a hangover Saturday night.
You saw me as you guys were leaving for dinner. I was already in my pajamas.
Yeah.
I was tired, and I hadn't been to the last two competitions because they fell on my ex's weekend. So maybe I just got out of the groove of it. But
yeah.
Saturday, I was emotionally drained. Like, I was just like, it was like 5. I was in my pajamas.
Yeah, it was before that.
I was like,
I texted you and you said, I'm already in my PJs.
I watched some Grey's Anatomy. I called it a night. But it was good. It was a good competition. So,
it was. I always love All Star Challenge. Shout out to All Star Challenge. I always love those competitions.
Woohoo. I have two special spotlights today.
Yes.
Before we get to our main event.
Yes.
Later in the podcast. The first one is Lola.
Do we have a little bean on the show today?
We have a little bean on the podcast. You know, we wouldn't be here had she not decided she wanted to be a cheerleader.
You got that right.
And that Kennedy Thames was her.
Was her person.
Was her first, which we basically talk about. So let me throw it over to my daughter, Victoria Lola Higgins. And we talk about what it's like to have a mother and a coach do a cheerleading podcast. And take 744 of a very special spotlight with my favorite cheerleader, Lola Higgins, Victoria Lola Higgins, otherwise known as Lola Bean. Hi, Lola.
Hi.
So you're basically the reason Cheer Bomb exists. You are my daughter.
Yeah.
How old are you?
12.
How long have you been cheering?
I'm about to try out for my fourth year.
Okay. Is it weird for you to have your mom and your coach have a podcast about cheerleading?
No.
Is it weird when I use you as a point of reference?
No.
You know, at any given time, if you want this to end, you can just say, I'm done.
I'm good.
Is it a little bit cool that your mom has a cheerleading podcast?
It's really cool.
Who's been your favorite guest so far?
Kennedy Thames.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Kennedy Thames.
Yes, you were obsessed with her last year.
I'm still obsessed with her.
Her dad's the guest on this week's podcast. He's going to give us the dad's perspective on cheerleading. What is it about Kennedy that you love so much? I mean, you played her routines over and over again. You marked her routines from, I don't know how many years back.
Like 5.
You bought her
clothes. Because she's not cheering.
Oh, is that a sad sigh?
Yes, that was a very sad sigh.
I now get why you love Kennedy Thames, but you tell me why you love Kennedy Thames so much.
I like her because she's really sassy, and she knows how to bring it. She's really tight. She's a really good tumbler, but then she hurt herself, sadly.
But you know, I thought her grace after being hurt has been exceptional.
Yeah.
And she, like I told her when she did the podcast, you know, she set the tone for this to be a success. And, you know, I'm very grateful to her. Plus, I think she's a fantastic role model for you. So
she's also the star of my favorite show right now.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Woodward Cheer Girls.
And that's with, we have, Caroline. With Caroline. She was on our podcast, too.
Oh, she's also one of my favorites.
Yeah, and Jimbo was your pick, too, for the podcast.
And Ryan.
No, Ryan, I think, was a general pick. Everyone wanted Ryan. So, what is it about cheerleading that you love?
It's something that, like, I look forward to, and that's where, like, 99.9% of my friends come from. And it makes me work hard, and I learn teamwork skills, and it also like kind of boosted my self-confidence.
Really? I mean, I think so too, but I didn't know that you saw that for yourself too. You did? I saw that. I noticed that big time at your birthday this year. I told you about that, right? We sang happy birthday at your school, and you were kind of like the shy little turtle. You know, your body language is very like, I just want this moment to be over kind of deal. And then we celebrated at the gym, and it was like everyone was just screaming happy birthday, and you were just beaming, and you could feel how much love you have. For your gym and for the sport. So,
yeah.
you have mentioned to me that the second that you have a child, my future grandchild will be enrolled in cheerleading. Is that still the truth?
Yeah. Because I also want to own a cheer gym when I'm older.
You want to own a cheer gym?
Yeah, and be a judge.
Okay, speak clearly.
Well, like, okay, I don't know yet, but like, I either want to be a judge or do what TJ does.
Oh, what TJ does?
Yeah.
Okay. Any of those, I think, are wonderful opportunities. what position do you have a favorite?
Like stunting?
Mm-hmm.
I like flying, but like, I like basing, but I really like tumbling to the front of stunts. Yeah.
So it's the end of the season. You're going to D2 Summit, then.
Yeah, I'm aging out of youth.
Are you sad about that?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Yeah.
Sad. This was the saddest season ending I had, because there was a couple of the girls who aged out that I've gotten to know over the last few years. So seeing them leave was kind of sad, and it's just the end of the season.
Tryouts are in 2 weekends.
Are you nervous about tryouts?
No. Well, like, yeah, but like, no.
Yeah, but like, no.
Yeah, but like, no.
What do you hope your cheerleading journey looks like 5 years from now?
I'll be on a world's team.
You want to be on a world's team?
I want to be a center fly on a world's team.
You want to be a center fly on the world's team. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your dreams come true. You could also always give up cheerleading and just take over cheer bomb.
I can do both.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And do you want to share your Instagram with people?
Oh, yeah, my Instagram is...
Speak clearly.
My Instagram is cheer_Victoria23.
cheer_Victoria23?
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of Instagram accounts. You actually started one for our dog because Kennedy had one for her dog. That's how high the obsession is. Well, I'm pretty sure Kennedy's going to be listening to this podcast because her dad's on it. So do you want to send her a...
She'll probably think I'm crazy.
No, I think she's very sweet and she's very loving towards her fans. Do you want to wish her well for the world?
Yeah. I'll be watching.
Now, that sounded creepy.
No, but I'll be watching on Varsity TV.
All right. Varsity's not paying us, but okay.
Free promo.
Free promo. All right. Well, I love you.
Oh, love you too.
You missed the gesturing of like, okay, great, thanks. All right. What do you think of that? It took us so many takes.
I believe it.
She was cute. I feel like I was just repeating what she was saying because in my ears it sounded muffled. But she was adorable.
Oh, Bean.
So she got to be on the podcast.
She's a star now.
Well, I think she thinks she's been a star for many years.
You're a star.
She's a star in her own life. Which is
that is very Bean of her.
That's, I guess, the way you should live your life. You should be the star of your own life.
Absolutely.
Right?
You go, girl.
You go. Thank you, Lola, for everything. And then, you know, before we get into our topic for the week, I really wanted to spotlight one of our first sponsors.
Yes.
Now, we don't do the ponytails. I don't know what the name is. I know the name of this company is a posh pony.
Yeah. But no, we don't, like a hair piece.
A hair piece. We don't use hair pieces at our gym. Much to Lola's chagrin. She would love, I was like, I could barely get your own hair situated and makeup, and
so this would be a lot easier.
Is it?
All you have to do, I think, you just like put it in a bun.
I've never
put it in a bun and then like attach it. I don't know how it attaches.
Well, I asked the owner to walk me through it. So here's our interview. And I am excited to have someone who's been so kind and just being so positive with us and helping us out. I have Keita from Posh Pony and Bows. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to be honest. I have not used a bow on my daughter, so I'm complete pony virgin, I guess. So, she is dying for one, but I have not gone down that route yet. So can you tell me, tell me about you. How long have you been in the business, or were you a cheerleader?
I was never a cheerleader. My daughter is a cheerleader, and she has very thin, fine, short hair, doesn't grow, and I got tired of putting extensions in her hair and teasing it and damaging it with the product and the back combing.
Mm-hmm.
We would fight every time I would tease her hair. She would cry every time she brushed it out. It was just a nightmare. And I started in 2012 is when I conceived the idea and started working on patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally one day it just dawned on me that it's a drawstring ponytail that I'm trying to make. And I just wanted it made with human hair because synthetic hair doesn't tease and it doesn't look as pretty, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to help her feel better about herself. So we made it and she wore it to every practice when she started at her current gym. And a mom asked her one day a few years ago, why are you constantly teasing your hair competition style? And she said, it's not mine, silly lady. It's a Posh Pony. And instantly she was up in there trying to pick it apart. And what is a Posh Pony? And it just kind of slowly started to snowball from there. So it's a 100% human hair, tease ready to wear hair piece that's custom made for each athlete.
Okay. And I am known as quite literally the worst hair and makeup mom in cheerleading. So for people like me, would this be a product that would make their life easier? Or is this one more thing to add to it that would be like, oh God, please someone help me?
No, in my opinion, Posh Pony is like a Dr. Phil of hair pieces. It mends relationships. My personal experience with competition mornings, she's not worried about her competition. She's not worried about her makeup. She's stressing out about her hair, the cherry on top. Because we all know when we feel better,
we look better. We feel better.
We look better. We feel better. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it does is it takes what typically takes some moms an hour to 2 hours to tease their hair,
mm-hmm,
down to 15 minutes just to put it on. And as long as you secure it properly and follow the directions, it's not going to come out at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. See, my daughter and I don't know if we so much as fight, but she does carry a lot of anxiety over her head. She has, when she was a baby, she had surgery on her head. So she has an incision. You can't see it, but she has an incision from one side of her head to the other. And there's, so you can see it if you're brushing it, if you're doing it. And she has kind of a couple, I mean, she's probably going to hate me for saying all this, a couple like bald spots from that surgery. And she has this anxiety of anyone doing her hair that's not me. she doesn't want
people.
Yeah, she doesn't want people to touch it. She's very self-conscious about it. And she's been begging me for it. And so, you know, I told her that's a Christmas thing. That's not that's not a hey, you exist, here's a gift.
Yeah.
But so I am interested in it, but I wanted to talk to you about the business and about cheerleading because you've been so awesome. We just started a couple months ago. And everyone's just been so nice. I mean, to us.
Well, I think it's incredible what you guys are doing. This is exciting. It's
thank
great
you.
For cheerleaders and on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
I just think it's awesome.
I love the mom, or the parent, I should say. This podcast has a father on the podcast. The parent and the kid combination. We're getting a lot of interesting questions and it's offering up a lot of dialogue, but I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you so much for being kind to us and, you know, helping us out. So where can people find out more about you? I know I follow you on Instagram. Is that your daughter that I see in a lot of the pictures?
She's the blonde. Kenzie.a is her other Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I look at all the kids. I love all the kids very much. This is just a huge blessing for me. I was a cheer mom who struggled to keep my daughter in cheerleading. And this has just been God's greatest blessing to me and my family, that I try to keep it very intimate with all of my clients, that I like to stay in touch with them. And this is one big family. And without everybody who's a client of Posh, I'd be nothing. So I'm extremely humble and grateful. Try to give back as much as I can, but I wanted to touch base really quick with what you said about your daughter's, her surgery she had on her head.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with many girls that have very sensitive scalps, and there's a little cheerleader. Her name is Alyssa. I can't remember her Instagram off the top of my head, but she's a brain cancer survivor. Oh. And she's just the cutest thing. And she just follows cheerleading with all of her heart. And I reached out to her a few years ago and made her her own special Posh. And she loves it. She's always in it. And it doesn't hurt her head at all.
I feel so lucky to be part of this community. That's awesome. That is so awesome. And if, you know, I think the mom from Spirit Box, we all kind of start a business to help supplement this expensive passion of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would love anytime we can do anything. I think as we all get bigger and this industry gets bigger, you know, I'd love to do something with this group of small business owners that, you know, are just trying to do their thing and you know, maybe do something for the industry. I don't know, that's down the line, but
absolutely. No, but it's really important. There's plenty enough room for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like a huge, huge lover of small businesses. And I started out literally hustling these outside of the gym, faked it till I made it. And I can't believe it is where it is now. And just with that, I try to encourage as many people as possible and bring as many people as I possibly can within my means.
No, I agree. I love the positivity. I love the you know, just the hustle. You know, I think that's it. We might not be cheerleaders, but we get up and hustle.
Yes, we do. And I tell you what, when they stop, it's just as much of a shocker to parents as it is to the kids, because sure, they're the athletes, they're doing the full outs, they're exhausted, but you know what? We invest just as much time as they do.
Oh yeah. I literally, they could not be there if it wasn't for us, is what I say.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so, so much. Now, you're taking orders for your preseason orders, right? For the 2018-19 season?
Yes. And I'm getting ready to launch my new website. It's poshponyllc.com.
Poshponyllc.com. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And we're getting ready to start offering, whenever I do gym visits,
mm-hmm.
I do a discount and a free pony to the host or hostess.
Mm-hmm.
And my way of giving back my blessings and paying them forward the best that I can is every 10 that I sell, I give the gym owner a pony so that they can raffle it off and Aww. Raise money for their gym or bless it forward to somebody who can't afford one.
Mm-hmm.
But this season, I'm going to try something different. I'm still going to have that same structure in place, but we're also going to be offering a 5% commission off total sales of any pony parties that we set up in sales of 10 or more.
Oh, excellent. And if you want to send me, I'm horrible with technology speak, but you know, something to point people from my website to you, send it off. I'm happy to add that up.
Absolutely.
Put it up there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. And I'm dying to meet you. So I'm sure at some point we will all cross paths.
Will you be at Summit?
I'll be at D2. I'll be at D2.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully I'll be lingering around in Florida still, and I'd love to meet you guys too. Cheer Bomb is the bomb. I'm 100% behind you guys. I hope nothing but success.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's awesome. I'm so happy with all the people we've met through this podcast. All
I
the
know.
Business owners. Christine from Spirit Box and I, she helped me this week. I was having such a struggle trying to come up with ideas for selling the emojis, mm-hmm. and she was super helpful. You know, Cheer Fit Train, all of them.
How we got to get through this life.
Everyone's
we
super,
all work together.
Like,
everyone's been so positive. And
so positive and just so nice and utterly grateful for everyone who's helped us get to episode 12.
Yes.
Okay, so our topic for this week is, as we have already mentioned in the interview with Lola, our guest, our special guest, is Ricky Thames.
Yes.
Kennedy Thames' dad.
Yes.
And he was so kind to do this for us. But I got really excited because I actually wrote about dads this weekend, so it kind of all fit perfectly.
This is perfect.
So what happened at the last competition was I just was, you know, paying attention, just, you know, and I noticed a few dads who were solo without the moms mm-hmm. with their kids. And, you know, they had the backpack and they looked a little lost, but they were there and they were being supportive. And the way I write it in the pieces, and I'm conflicted about this, but I know it's the truth. I'm conflicted because I hate to give props to the opposite sex for things that we do, we females do on the regular.
Yeah.
but when a man does it, it's like, oh, thank you so much. You're so great.
Yeah.
But the distinction here is, this is cheerleading.
Yeah.
This is glitter and makeup and bows and 2 days for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Literally.
In a, you know, so it's just a different, I think they should be complimented for it. And I was mm-hmm. thinking about it this weekend specifically because I knew the Masters was on.
Yes.
Big golf. What is golf called? Golf event? Golf tournament?
Tournament.
we're a sports podcast. So I just was thinking, I was really just in awe that these dads were there being supportive in the way they are in an environment that is not hetero male normative. You know, it's...
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so that was the point of my blog, was thanking those dads because they're giving their daughters an excellent role model for men in your life
mm-hmm.
to be there to support you, follow your passion. I was going to say pay your bills, but that was definitely get me kicked out of the feminist club. Girls be independent. So that's what I was thinking, because I was thinking about these dads and it's like, this is not Little League. This is not football. This is, you're literally surrounded by a lot of mothers.
Yes.
And a lot of cheerleaders in a very
glitter, hairspray, all that.
All that. And I think it's really important that they, you know, and they don't necessarily have to support them at every competition.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that have or do, I just think it's awesome. I think they should be highlighted and, you know, we should recognize the...
Absolutely.
Did your dad go to your competition?
No, he went to almost every single practice.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, he was the dad that would be at the practice. But I have other siblings, so like he would be with me during the week
mm-hmm.
at practices, and then he would go to like my brother's like t-ball games or my older brother's like basketball games.
Spread it like, around.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess you have to spread the
love.
Yeah,
you do.
And I lived in Myrtle Beach at the, like, when I first started cheering, like traveling to Wilmington. So.
Mm. Oh, wow. So you traveled here to come.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So like we spent a lot of time together, like in the car and then like at practice and then afterwards. So no grudges.
Yeah. Lola's very lucky because her dad and I basically split the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I think it's, this is a lot to ask of parents.
No, absolutely.
And, you know, when you see the shirts that they sell, you know, the ones I see for the dads are always related to money. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for the interview with Mr. Thames.
This is going to be fun.
Check out the blog on the website.
Yes.
Under Mom's Corner. It's just a shout out to dads. And, there's two dads. There was one dad at our gym who is active military. And I remember in the beginning of the season, he came to watch his little one. And I was watching him, and I could tell that he was being tortured in this environment. But it was even more than the glitter and the bows. He's active military. He goes to these hot spots. So all those noises and lights and everything, that was not an easy 24 hours for him.
I believe it.
And so it just all got me thinking. You know, I just wanted to, before Father's Day, yeah. You know, we focus a lot on the cheerleaders. We focus a lot on the moms. I want to throw a little shout out to the dads.
Yeah. So, dads need love too.
Yeah, we all do. Do we have time for the Dear Marcus and Marisol?
Yes, always.
Dear Marcus and Marisol, this subject line is called Mama Drama.
Ooh, I love it already.
Love the podcast. It's now part of our competition travel routine. We are constantly pausing the show, chiming into the conversation in the car. The debate got heated on gifts.
That was a fun one.
Yeah. We got heated in my car too with Lola. We are writing because of a situation at our gym and want to know your thoughts. We are a small D2 gym in the Midwest. I'm geographically trying to figure out where we're at. Okay. We have a lot of mama drama on the team. Whatever issue, there are two groups of moms who will disagree and drama begins. Any, all caps, issue. From gifts to practice wear to what we do for fundraising becomes a battle between the two groups of moms. The team and coaches are pretty much out of the drama, but not the moms. There are about three of us who aren't really part of either group, but we still have to deal with all the text, Facebook messages, and overall negative attitude. The thing is, no one is leaving, and unless we get new blood, we will probably be together again next year. Is there anything we can do? It's just become such a nightmare that it sucked all the pleasure out of the sport. Love the team, hate the drama. P.S. Thank you. Love the team, hate the drama.
That sounds like it's right down your alley.
I've never experienced like a divide like that, I don't think. Or if it was going on, I was oblivious to it. Mm-hmm. I've been on teams where people may have had different opinions about things.
Yeah.
And, you know, some scuttlebutt here and there, but nothing like that. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a freaking nightmare.
Oh my goodness. Like two packs.
Like I was gonna say cabals. There's two two groups, you know, like, you know, West Side Story, you know, the Jets and the Sharks?
Yes. Oh yes.
Did I get it right?
I was trying. Like I dug down deep for that.
That sounds like a nightmare. So I'm sorry for love the team, hate the drama, because, and especially knowing that it's probably going to duplicate next year.
Next year.
Let me think about this. My initial reaction, I would probably get the coaches or gym owner involved.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's sucking the joy out of, it can't be good.
No.
It can't be good energy for the team.
At all.
And even if they're not involved, like she says, I feel like that stuff seeps through.
It does. Because, you know, the parents talk about it.
Yeah. So I would really, before the next season starts, you need to have an honest conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would suggest having one with the moms, per se, because I don't know if that would actually solve anything.
Would you say bring the coaches or the owner into it?
Yeah. Or just address it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're not aware of how bad it is. I doubt it. They probably have an inkling of it. But if no
they
one
absolutely know.
But if no one's complaining to them, or they don't know how
what it looks like from the outside.
Yeah, because that line right there is the one where I was like, ooh, which one? But we still have to deal with all the texts, Facebook messages, and overall negative attitude. That line right there with all the texts, that just gave me chills because the group texts enough annoy me. So if it was group texts that were people throwing negative stuff either way, I would probably drop out of the conversation.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that really sucks. It sucks that it really sounds so middle school to me.
It does.
Or I mean, not even high school. It sounds middle school to me. It goes back to that thing. I know we talked about it with Billy when he was on the podcast, that they let the parents watch because, you know, they pay and they want to see what their kids are doing. And I get that. But it just feels like that should be a privilege and not a right. And if stuff like that's going on.
That's what we do at our gym. Yeah. If there's any type of drama up there, then we like to call it the shark tank. if there's any drama up there, then we just like close practices.
Yeah.
And maybe the parents just need a break from each other for a little bit.
Yeah. That would really, I mean, I'm thinking about it like because it's one thing like when there's one mom who might be causing some strife. But if it's two cabals. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like we've given you any great advice. The most I can do is really have sympathy for you because that sounds horrible. But I hate that it's sucked up, you know, the pleasure of this for you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe you can talk to the other three moms, you know, start your own cabal. Not to throw negative, but maybe to throw some light on it and lighten the...
Some positivity.
You know, I don't know.
That's a good idea.
I don't know what the number split is, but maybe those three can become the power brokers and the conflict, because if they vote as a block, you know, they can decide.
That's a beautiful idea. I dig that.
I don't know, but good luck. Good I wish luck. You the best and... let us know if it...
And please, no more drama.
Gosh, yeah. Drama. Drama mamas. I told you that we're done. We don't need any more cheer mom stories. Crazy cheer mom stories. We've got five themes that multiple people fit into these themes. So I was joking. Was I joking with you? I don't think I was joking with you. I was saying I think the next moneymaker would be to have like... It would have to be in the dark web.
Oh.
But like a list of crazy moms. Like if your gym has experienced a crazy mom and then she leaves, you know, you add her to the list and it's shared by all the gyms. So like I'm pretty sure that that's illegal.
Really?
I don't know. I know that gyms talk to each other, you know, and I mean that makes total sense. And probably share what experiences they've had with crazy moms. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've got our stories, and that one is going to be for our world's episode.
This is so exciting. I cannot wait.
Oh, I actually started to have anxiety over the stories.
Really?
We had one of the themes... One of the themes that made me the most like nervous is money. How many people didn't tell their spouses how much? There's a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how much like cheerleading costs?
I don't want to spoil it because that's a big one. No. But I'll tell you. Hold on. Ran that up on a credit card. Then the daddy found out and the daddy went to the gym. All right, check it out. So that's for worlds. So we're very excited. But speaking of dads, let's do it. Let's have Ricky Thames on.
Here he is.
And hear what it's like to raise Kennedy Thames.
And yes, we have, I'm so excited, we have super special guest.
Super, super special.
Yes. We have Ricky Thames, Kennedy Thames' father. How's it going, Ricky?
Everything's going good. How about y'all?
Good. Thank you so much.
Living a dream. You know it.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me. It's a great show. I listen to it a good bit, and y'all doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When you and I were texting and you said that, I got super, super excited.
it's fun to listen to the cast because there's a, you know, obviously knowing Kennedy, you know, being my daughter and all, but there's a lot of ones that she's friends with and stuff. And listening to the show, I like Aaron Cravens that's been on there. And
yeah.
I know him personally, and, you know, she has fun with Caroline Day and all those. So listening to their stories and, you know, listen to y'all interview and give everybody a background on the inside of their life is amazing. I enjoy it. And even getting to hear some coach perspectives and stuff like that. Great show.
Thank you. And we end it there. Can't get any better than that. I'm going to start off the questions with, I was thinking about this as I was making notes. How would I feel if I was going to be, you know how like a wife sometimes gets introduced as so-and-so's wife?
Mm-hmm.
How would it feel if you're, we're introducing him as Kennedy Thames' dad?
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. You know, they're the stars, you know, and, you know, we're just there for support, and I'm, you know, it's an honor to be your dad. So, I mean, it's just, in general, we bow our chests up to, you know, no matter what, even when she was little cheering for flag football, you know, and I remember when she was on level one, we had shirts made that I had Kennedy's dad on it, you know, so it's perfectly fine to be known as that. I don't have to be known as Ricky Thames. It's, you know, it's all about, you know, the kids.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. So when did you know, like, when did you realize that Kennedy, this is a two-part question. When did you realize she was good? And then when did you realize she was a star?
She was the Kennedy Thames.
Well, you know, watching them as they're coming up, we always, watching them, you know, having back handsprings at early age and then, you know, sewn to a full and all that. So I always knew she was good. And it really took off over the last couple of years. But, you know, a lot of that's into coaching and her personality and what she does with everything else. But, you know, it's as far as what she is, I would never, if you would ask me 10 years ago, would she be on the cover of, you know, Inside Cheer or Infinity Legend and all that, I'm like, I would hope, but, you know, chances are, you know, that's a rare accomplishment.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, as far as all that, you know, she's exceeded every expectation, not just athletically, but academically. You know, we always put academics first, but, you know, we always knew she was good because, you know, we started off in a small town and then moved to Columbia. And then once we moved to Columbia, it was like, well, we're close to the gym there. And then as soon as we got to Columbia, well, we're going to Greenville. Well, we, you know, live in Columbia, but go to Greenville. But so it's like we cut our drive down, but then we extended it. But you got to keep moving her from one program to the next. So, you know, you got to give the chance for your kid to grow. And as far as where she's at now, I would have never
imagined it.
Never imagined. Right. And when I explained it to my friends at like work and stuff, because they'll talk about it, and, you know, they don't have a daughter, and they know just about as much cheer as I do because talking about it, and, you know, and I had to explain to them, but in my opinion, I might be wrong in this, but, you know, at the level she's at now is like the major leagues of baseball, you know, it's.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, I kind of, because once you get over 18, you still compete, but all the eyes are on that senior. The senior level is where all the eyes are on.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. I'm a fan. And I actually kind of credit her with the success of the podcast because, you know, she was the first guest, which was the only really way we could do this. and she took a chance on us because we didn't have, you know, a podcast or any kind of social media following. Sorry, there's some feedback there. And she came on, and I really wanted her to be the first one, honestly, because she was, my daughter is obsessed with her. I mean, absolutely, utterly obsessed with her. And, I mean, I heard that song, the Beatles songs from last year, all the, probably more than I heard her own team songs. So I wanted, I didn't know who, Kennedy Thames to me was the bridge from me understanding this to be like an after school activity to a whole different world. Like this was a world within itself. And, you know, I described her as like the Kim Kardashian of the cheerleading world. She's just huge.
Right. And I use her, my example is always Derek Jeter of baseball, you know, level.
Yeah. Excellent. So how do you deal with her being famous? Like, how does that work as a parent? Like, do you have to give her like social media wise? Like, I will say she is I watch her reply to her fans. Like, she really makes an effort to reply to everyone who, you know, tags her or something, and or whatever the words are you use these days.
Yeah.
How do you parent that? How do you parent, like, for any parents out there who, I mean, I feel that there's a slither of parents, maybe not a slither, but there's a group of parents who maybe more than the world's ring want their child to be famous. And I'm not necessarily sure that that's the right way to go about it, mm-hmm. but what advice do you give them?
It's the first, the kid's heart's got to be in it. It's a parent really can't force them. It's if it's the parents won't, then it's not going to happen. You know, my opinion, like
I
all
agree.
This is success is Kennedy's driven part of it. You know, when she was young, you know, we put her in T-ball, we put her in gymnastics, we put her in, you know, dance, and we let her choose what she wanted to gravitate to. And obviously it was gymnastics, but she really, really liked the floor, which is, you know, more competitive cheer. Mm-hmm. And so start with, it's got to be the kid that wants it more than the parent. The parents just got to really be the support of, you know, of the child. You got to support your child no matter what it is, you know. And, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, so if I'd watched her play T-ball, I'd have been pulling for it. But, you know, her heart was in
this
cheer. Mm-hmm. And which that's now my heart's in cheer. I mean, it's, you know, you got to follow your kids' wants and let them guide you to it. You know, you can't let them push you around on it, but, you know, you got to let them guide you to what they want.
What their passion is, yeah.
What their passion is. It's, you know, I hear parents that they want their kid to play basketball, but they want to play football. And if they're miserable, they're not going to excel. And it's got to be their wants. And
you know,
as far as the social media, it's you gotta kind of treat everybody like everybody that sends her a message, she's got to treat them as if she was sending it to them. And you gotta treat everybody as how you want to be treated,
mm-hmm.
on every level. And I know she's hours in and hours out, you know, checking the inbox and liking the pictures, and you know, she puts a lot into it, but that's because she wants to, and she really enjoys every comment, and she reads every bit of it, and you know, she might not get to reply everything. You're gonna miss something, but
yeah, but I mean, with the number
really,
of times,
yeah, she really puts a lot of effort into it. But far as to get to that level, it's got to be, my opinion, the biggest part has got to be the kid's passion. It's got to be the athlete's passion.
I want to repeat that because I think that is really important for a lot of parents out there to hear.
It is. And, you know, I can want this all day long for her, but if she don't want it, she's not going to put 100% effort into it.
No, I could not agree more. I feel that
that was perfect.
Yeah, I feel that there's a, you know, and I guess it's a little different than maybe other sports, the I don't know, I'm making this part up, but I feel like with cheer, you know, there's this whole social media aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas maybe, you know, in baseball, I mean, maybe they have a huge following, but I don't know if there's that kind of popularity going on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's like the modeling thing or the, you know, not sponsorships, ambassadorships and, yeah. and things like that in the cheerleading industry. And I got a taste of that just when we started. When we started Cheer Bomb, you know, we would have some parents kind of contact us about their kids. And I kind of felt like, oh, no, this should be for the kid.
Like, right.
You know? Right. And I think that's really valuable advice. Because I actually, on the interview with my daughter, I said, you know, if you want to quit this today, we could quit it. Like, this is, Cheer Bomb is not, you know, if you find a new hobby next year, it's not going to happen. She literally just bought your daughter's old Nike Pros. So.
Right, that's it.
this is her passion. Well, I think I think you've done a fantastic job with her. I'm a huge fan. My daughter's a huge fan. Marcus almost fainted.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that when I picked up that first phone call.
Yeah. And so I always think, you know, one common thing with a lot of the guests that we've had, these, you know, elite athletes, is the support of the parents. I mean, when we ask them, you know, what are you grateful for? Time and time again, it's the parents. It's, yes. you know, and the support. So I have a question for you. Being a dad, being like, you know, like you said, you're into baseball. What is it like being a male in this environment? Like, not now because you've been in it for however many years, but when you first come in and you're, you know, the makeup and the bows and the, you know, non-air circulating convention center.
Air spray going everywhere.
Right. Oh, yeah. I gravitated to day one just because of the fact that just to see the joy on her face, because knowing, you know, because you can feel when your kids are excited about something, you can feel it too. So it's like, even when they're on the mat, even we'll say now when she's up there and they hit, and just their excitement is our excitement. We can feel it just as much as they can. So even at the beginning, you know, learning how to do all this, I remember sitting in a small gym and, you know, sitting there having a recorder. And her coach at that time was Louie, and he was, you know, that was before she was on a competitive team. It was just, you know, learning the backhand screens, trying to get the back tuck and all that. We would have a, you know, one of them old camcorders, and we'd record it so she could watch what she was doing wrong. It's one thing for us to say, you're not setting, you're not doing this, or the coach telling it, but until you can actually see yourself doing it. So from the beginning, you know, I gravitated right to it just because it was, I knew that was what she wanted to do. And yeah. There was no doubt. And, you know, once she got into it, you know, that was it. You know, she just kept, we couldn't keep her out of the gym. She wanted to go, 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 go. And, you know, and we kept on, you know, I'm, you know, start with when she was learning it and the first year of competitive cheer, the conditioning part, you know, most kids when you're, you know, 7, 8, 9, they're thinking the whole sitting on the ground, reaching and touching your toes and all that, they think that's torture and stuff. You know, that's over, you know, they're wanting to go on and just tumble. But
yeah.
I kept telling her, you know, that's important. You'll realize it. And then she started doing a little bit of CrossFit a couple of years later just to get power. She worked out with a guy named Dale. And when she started getting that power, then she started realizing how that little bit of CrossFit translated into cheer, because she started getting more power in her jumps and more power in her, you know, mm-hmm. backhand sprains that led into the fools, and it everything transitions. But as far as getting into it, you know, I throw that book bag right on my back with the bows on it and keep on getting it.
Awesome.
I want to congratulate you on your terminology. Like, you are so good. I've been doing this since I was 11, and my dad still calls a toe touch a tuck, or like a flip or something. And
it takes a little time. It does take a little time.
You would think, right?
Can oh, I, yeah. I just want to interject, Lola. No, I'm not paying for CrossFit. don't even.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's, you know, it was good. It was good for it at the time.
Yeah.
But.
No. I totally understand, and she'll figure it out for herself. I love the reason I love the sport is because of what it's done for my daughter. It is a passion, and I love seeing anyone do their passion. Anyone who's doing what I feel they're here on earth to be doing, mm-hmm. I love watching that. I love that watching that energy, and I definitely got that feel with Kennedy. Obviously, watching her performance, it was just it's energetic. I actually did get to see her last year before I knew who she was. Mm-hmm. It was just, everyone was just watching. The whole energy,
no, literally,
was completely, completely different. You know, I was, aside from complimenting her on her cheerleading, I also want to compliment her as a, you know, future businesswoman. she is, because I, you know, I worked with her a little bit on some promotional stuff, and she's on it, and she's responsible, and she responds, and very professional. And I was just impressed. I was impressed. This was, you know, however many months ago.
Yeah.
My expectations for, how old is she? 17?
Yes, 17. She'll be 18 in May.
We're not that high, to be honest. And she was, I was so impressed with her, and I really watch her, you know, what she promotes and things like that. And her business sense, I feel like she's got a really bright future, whatever she decides to do. It seems very obvious to me. She's going to just succeed. Mm-hmm. So, do you have a feeling, how many years now have you been in cheerleading?
Oof, I would say, as far as competitive, just guessing off the top of my head, you know, 8, 9, 10 years in that range.
What changes have you, because I feel, I've only been in it 3, and I feel like it's, you know, so close to like bursting at the seams. Mm-hmm. What changes have you seen over the span of your, you know, cheerleading journey?
It's, the competition gets better, the, you know, throughout the year. I mean, because what would we, in, you know, 7 years ago, even on, if you put, you know, senior 5 versus senior 5, it just, the talents gets better. It's like, you know, what Kennedy's doing today, there's going to be a kid, you know, 4 years from now that's watching what Kennedy's doing. She's going to keep trying to do what Kennedy or Caroline's doing, and they're going to try to do that, then one, you know, mm-hmm. and then the next year it's going to be that, and then another, you know. It's just the level of competition's just steadily every year is just getting better and better. And
the tumbling's insane.
It is.
You know what? I was watching Aaron. Aaron posted something. He did some tumbling, and I was thinking that to me seems like evolution, because he's like he barely touches the ground. I don't know. I don't understand the physics.
No.
Behind it.
Because when Kennedy was started going into Columbia, it was, you know, she cheered with on the same team as Aaron and the Payne brothers, Jack and Bailey, and. You know, you sit there and watch those three, and, you know, it's, those kids are amazing. I mean,
yeah, they're wild. It's like they're fearless.
Well, it's like they're birds, is what I feel like. I'm not kidding. I feel like it's evolution. Like I'm watching the next, you know, jump in the evolutionary chain, because I don't know. I'm like, you didn't touch the ground. How do you keep going?
Like literally, it's those springs.
So she's been fortunate to be around talent like that. And, you know, and of course, when you're around talent like that, it pushes you that much harder. Mm-hmm. You know, it's those are good kids. They're all good.
So not to be a downer, but how, when Kennedy got injured, how did you handle that as a parent? What's, 'cause that's my worst, not my worst nightmare, but second to my worst nightmare would be.
Yeah, it, it was hard because the start we had, you know, I think it was an MCL, it was a sprained MCL is what we kept hearing. And then two or three doctors looked at it as a sprained MCL. So here we are thinking, all right, it's a sprained MCL. Then, but somebody said, you might want to still get the MRI. And then when she went and had the MRI and they said, well, you know, and I wasn't at the doctor's office. She got the MRI, but, you know, listened to her. She thought they were joking and said, nah, your ACL's torn. That's it's like, what? Yeah, that's the first one that, and then that was it. I mean, it's just like, wow. But, you know, she amazed me. She, you know, some of my friends said, you can't let her compete on that. You know, she's only going to get it hurt worse. And I was like, you know, look, she's a competitor. If she wants to compete and if they say it's not going to get worse and she puts in the effort to get there, I'm going to support her. You know, and that's, you know, she had people on social media, you know, talking about it's dumb to compete on the torn ACLs, this and that. But, you know, if you're a competitor, I mean, how many pro athletes you see out there wrap it up and go, you know,
right.
Anything? I mean, what's the difference in them doing it?
Didn't the football guy go to like Sweden and inject himself with stems cells? He was like the quarterback.
I think it was Peyton Manning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean,
I could be wrong, but yeah.
Really?
And, what they need to do to compete.
To keep on and push.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know about that.
Yep, and there's some athletes that, you know, I could be off on this one, but I'm not a Clemson fan because I'm a diehard Carolina fan. But Deshaun Watson, if I'm not mistaken, played on a torn ACL or something in one of the games, and he played with some kind of major injury, but he shouldn't have been in the game. But he went out there and competed, and I think it was against us, and they beat us. But you know, but the thing is, if they go out there and win, why give a cheerleader backlash for trying? And she's exceeded and everything she's doing right now with it. And she's come a long ways.
I think she's handled it so gracefully. Absolutely. So gracefully.
It's hard not to watch her tumbling. Like, this year's been a little different than the other years. I still love watching her out there because she's in the air and she loves being in the air, but she's always, like, she took pride in being all the way around athlete, the air, the jumps, the tumbling, but the thing is, even when she's not in the air, if you watch her over there, she's still cheering on the ones that are tumbling. She, you know, you'll mm-hmm. catch her, you know, cheering this one on, high-fiving this one, still being part of the team, even when she's not able to do anything at that point. But she's, like I said, when we got the news, it was hard. I mean, I bet.
I mean, I'm just trying to imagine, like, you probably have to sit down and just go through all the emotions, really.
Yeah.
You know, because the path you were on kind of shifted. But I think that's like the beauty of her story is it shifted, but she made literally the best out of it. I mean, she's on her way to Worlds.
Right.
You know, she's in the air.
And that's the one thing about, like we're saying earlier, it's one thing about being a parent when they're on the mat and they hit, you feel their joy, but when they're in pain, you feel their struggle. So, yeah. I mean, it was hard. It was very hard to watch her on crutches. And, you know, all of us would say, if we could take your injury, we would, you know, it's, mm-hmm. we don't want our kids through pain, but she made the best of it. And, you know, she's up there flying today. I mean, so
she is doing her thing.
And doing her thing, bruh.
Yeah.
You know, I live for it.
Be prouder.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for doing this. We're going to do the rapid fire with Marcus, but at one parent to another, from a parent of a child who literally is obsessed with your daughter, I couldn't be happier that that's her role model. That was really important to me. And she's just, you know, I've spoken to her a few times and we've exchanged texts and stuff, and I'm proud of her. I'm proud of you.
She's done well for herself. She, you know, and she amazes me every time I turn around. And you know, like, see, the last time she called me off guard was this last Infinity Legend video. You know, you used to hear the music and just watching the tumbling, and she wasn't able to do any of that. And I, you know, before I go to the gym, sometimes to motivate me, that, you know, I'll put on her story. I can't, you know, it's everybody telling you can't do it. You can't do it, you know, and just that speech. I mean, sometimes that even gets me going. I mean, it's when the first time she played, I didn't know she was making the video. And then she goes, "You want to see my Infinity Legend video?" And I said, "Yeah, let me see it." And then I didn't let her see it, but it was, the eyes wanted to get a little watery. I'm so proud of her. It's just, you know, she's well spoken. And
no, absolutely.
To hear her put that together, and I was like, you know, there's a few motivational speeches I listen to, and you know, it's something that I can listen to a minute and a half of what my daughter's got to say that even motivates me. You know, it's a good feeling.
I believe it. Oh,
I think I'm gonna cry.
Right.
Thank you so much. In the blog, I wrote about dads and how important they are to little girls. You know, you're the first point of reference of how a man is going to treat you. And I think your daughter, she was lucky.
Yeah, she,
she got a great she got dad. It.
She did. Definitely.
She got a great dad. So
if you ever ask her, every time, even when she was a kid, this don't have nothing to do with cheer. Every time she'd go to leave the house with a friend or whatever. And I always tell her, I said, if you ever get in any kind of bind, just think what would daddy do and you'll always be okay. And that's kind of what I always tell her. But so now if I say, hey, you know, she goes, I know, just do what you would do.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to throw you over to Marcus. He's going to just do 1 minute of rapid fire questions.
Okay. We're going to start off super easy. You ready?
Yeah, I need easy.
Okay. Okay. Super easy. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite movie?
I go with 61.
Do you hold Kennedy's book bag at competitions?
No doubt.
Do you guys have any rituals before she goes to compete?
Not really. I just tell her to go get it when I see her, but usually they're in warm-ups for a long time, so it's kind of, we don't get to see her much. But
that warm-up process is so long. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Favorite place to just like hang out? What's your favorite hobby? Like that one.
Hobby is gym. I enjoy working out.
Favorite baseball team?
Diehard Yankees.
Hey.
No Red Sox. They're getting killed right now, but
it's cool. And what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for the way my daughter grew up.
I literally could not. This could not be a better podcast.
No.
Thank you so much.
So much.
So much.
I
this
really
is so awesome.
If there's anything that I can do for you, I'm there for you. And that, like I said, that I actually listen to the show. I listen to many of the interviews, and what y'all got going is amazing. Just the anonymous questions and stuff like that, you know, people can ask without asking. You know, it's like you can give them information. And it's amazing.
Thank you.
I really enjoy y'all's podcast. It's great.
Well, we would not exist if your daughter had not taken a chance and been our first guest.
Yes.
You know that she will, for the history of however long this podcast goes on, she will always be the most downloaded guest because she's the first. So generally in podcasting, people go historical, they'll go binge. So that is something she could add to her list of achievements. When we're big and famous, she could be like, I was the first.
Well, hopefully she didn't get y'all up there and then I'll bring y'all down.
No, oh, gosh, absolutely no, not. No. This is good because it's for the parents, too. It's for all of us. We're all in this industry together. You know, they're shining and we're supporting.
It's great. It really is. It's great to see the parents. Like y'all were saying before, you know, you got some out there that's negative, but to see a positive parent to support their kids and what their passion is, it's the best feeling.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a special podcast for the dads. Dads, keep it up.
Yes, y'all are doing awesome.
You guys are doing awesome. And, you know,
don't be scared to grab that bag and carry them bows.
Get that hairspray. Tease. Avoid the crazy moms. You got it.
You got it.
Yeah. Somebody's got to protect them.
Thank you so much, Ricky. Thank you.
I appreciate it, and I enjoyed it.
He is so nice. He is so nice. He's so nice. And he listens to our podcast. And he liked our Facebook page. I just noticed that he was so excited. I was like, oh. That was so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys again. Tuning in. We appreciate it. A couple things as we leave. Our April challenge. How are you doing on your April challenge?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay. I know I originally said 5 tucks a day. That's hard. So I do 5 tucks every other day. But I have kept up with that. And I'm doing pretty good. I see like 2 abs coming in. Oh, I'm so sweet. Excited.
We got a couple people joining the challenge. I saw one today, which was really sweet. It was a mom, I think.
Really?
And she wanted to, I believe she wanted to spend time outside in the sun. And I think she might actually have some depression. So it was in an effort to help
with that. That's beautiful.
So that was cool.
That's so beautiful.
My challenge is not going that well. My gallon of water is, I'm still in the same gallon. I blame global warming because the weather here has been insane. It's been insane. If it were traditional spring weather, I would be down in that water getting ready for summer. But it's been cold or rainy or hot or cold. And, you know, I don't know what to wear. I don't know what to.
No. Wilmington weather. You have no idea.
It's been great. But it wasn't always like that.
No.
It really wasn't. I mean, this is like our 10th winter.
You're
of
right.
This year.
I guess it is still pretty chilly. I think the high was like 50-something, 55 or something like that.
But I don't drink a lot of water. I mean, I drink tea in the winter, mm-hmm. so I guess I get water consumption that way. But water, when it's cold, it's just not... but I'm just making excuses. I'm not doing well in the challenge is the bottom line. But you know what? Progress, not perfection.
Progress. It's an effort.
It's an effort. And a side note we owe a couple people some water bottles. We are out of our lovely Cheerbomb water bottle swag.
We're so excited that you like them.
And yes, we're so excited
Love
you like them.
Them.
So we have an order out and we will get those to you as soon as possible. Marcus.
Marisol.
Cheer Bomb Go. The game.
Yes.
So we are doing a, I don't know what you want to call it. It's based on kind of like the Pokemon Go.
Yeah. We have a game for
Worlds.
For Worlds and Summit and D2.
Where we are going to do a scavenger hunt. Using cheerleaders. So if you're going to be at Worlds Summit or D2 Summit and you'd like to rep for us, DM us.
Yes, let us know.
We are looking for some reps to play the game. And we're going to have a big prize for the 3 events.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're going to put all of our swag in there. I think we're also talking about doing a podcast appearance and also a sponsorship for 2019.
Yes.
So
it's going to be huge.
It's a huge, huge push. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And it's open to kids and parents.
Parents too.
You want to run around Disney and have some fun? Download the emojis and get ready to play a game.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I have before the quote, Marcus, is subscribe, rate, and review.
Yes.
And this is important. Not important, but important.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if people are aware, but we put this under sports, the mm-hmm. category for podcasts. It's under sports.
Yeah.
And the more... reviews we have and the more ratings we have, the higher in the algorithm we go. So anytime you've ever felt like you've been dissed that cheerleading is not a sport, just for that moment, just yes. go take a minute, go to Apple or whichever service you use, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Let's get the let's let them know that we are indeed a sport.
Please.
All right. Well, I have a quote. I did forget the quote last week. And every time I forget the quote, someone is very kind to remind me. So, wait, where is it? Okay, here it is. This is from the Dalai Lama. So, see, it's a male-themed podcast.
It is so male.
And this one I just picked, you know, because we've had so many people talk about haters and, you know, people commenting on their social media, you know, because God forbid they're hurt or
yeah.
switch gyms. People think they have the right to their opinion, I guess.
Again, on other people's lives. What did Dalai Lama say?
He said, don't let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. Dalai Lama.
Amen.
And that's a hard, that's a hard one, but mm-hmm. I will tell you, speaking for myself, when you get to that point, it is sweet, where you really don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm in my 40s, so it took me, I'm not going to pretend that I've been there my whole life, mm-hmm. but, you know.
When you get there, it's such like an moment.
Yeah, it, you know, I was, I don't know this to be a fact, but it, I felt that there was someone who might not have been a fan of me, mm-hmm. of mine. And I had that, like, for an instant, that feeling like, you know, I want to make them like yeah. me. I want, you know what? And then I kind of realized, no, you know, I have absolutely no idea what their life experience was like to that moment mm-hmm. for them to have that possibly negative opinion of me. Mm-hmm. But that's none of my, but it doesn't, like, if I have this attitude of it, it doesn't affect me. It's their right to have that opinion. It doesn't change how I'm going to, you know, doesn't change my day
at all.
It's just a much, much more peaceful place to come from versus being all like, oh my God, someone doesn't like me.
I totally used to be that person that was like, everyone has to like me.
I would drive me crazy if someone didn't like me.
Yeah. And it was like a bug, like going through my brain, like, why?
Yeah.
I was so nice. I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody likes me.
Well, that's a perfect analogy. The bug in your brain. That's it, it is that, you know, and we're making up this story of like, why, and trying to change it. But again, who knows? Literally, someone could not like me because, you know, they had a babysitter that looked like me and, you know, made them go to bed at, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Who knows?
That's literally why they didn't like you.
Who knows? But when you kind of realize it's none of your business what people think of you, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful blessing. So
it is.
Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Marisol.
And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Safe travels. Good luck, everyone, competing this weekend.
Is this the last week? Do you know?
I really think they go until like...
Right up to?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. What are they?
Or maybe like a week or so.
Right before.
Yeah.
So there's still bids out there?
If there are competitions, I'm sure. We'll take a look at the calendar.
Well, if there are, good luck.
Good luck.
Wish you well, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and be sure to subscribe and review the podcast, and by all means, tell all your friends. And as a reminder, if you want to be part of this podcast or sponsor this podcast, contact Marcus and Marisol at officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. Again, officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.